Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Chuck Norris cry on several occasions. We'll get Andrew to open up tonight about how awesome he really is, and hopefully he will share some of the things that he finds awesome. And, of course, the lines will be open to take your call at 347-826-7667. Don't be shy. We can talk about anything and everything. I'm sure there's a lot on your mind. Maybe you're not so awesome. And having a guest on the show that is awesome might help encourage you to become awesome yourself. Or not. So, yeah. Andrew will be joining me in a little bit. Today, unfortunately, it was reported that Jeff Hanneman, guitarist for the band Slayer, original founding member of the thrash metal band Slayer, he died Thursday, today, of liver failure. He was 49. Formed in 1981 by Hanneman and fellow guitarist Kerry King in Huntington Park, California, Slayer fused heavy metal and punk and joined Metallica, Megadeth, and Anthrax as the leading bands of the genre. Slayer made its major label debut in 1986 with Rain and Blood, featuring the Hanneman co-written songs Angel of Death and Raining Blood. And the album went on to sell millions of records. His death was announced today on Slayer's official website. And a quote from them says, "Slayer is devastated to inform that their bandmate and brother, Jeff Hanneman, passed away at about 11 a.m. this morning near his Southern California home. Hanneman was in an area Hanneman was in an area hospital when he suffered liver failure. He is survived by his wife Kathy, his sister Kathy, and his brother Michael and Larry, and will be sorely missed." Absolutely, man. I like Slayer. I've always liked Slayer. I've never been a big Slayer fan, but I definitely appreciate their music. And I know I have a lot of friends that are huge Slayer fans, and this is devastating. I guess the band will go on. I don't know. This guy wrote a lot of their, their hits, and was obviously an integral part of the band. I know they have changed. They have switched members in the past. They had Dave Lombardo left the band and came back. So, and Dave Lombardo is a beast. If that guy can leave Slayer and Slayer can continue, then perhaps Slayer will continue with Jeff, without Jeff Hanneman. So rock out in peace, Jeff Hanneman of Slayer, passed away today at the age of 49. Life is short, folks. Enjoy it. Meanwhile, your Golden State Warriors are at halftime right now in Game 6 of their Western Conference playoff series with the Denver Nuggets. And the score at the half is Denver 42, Golden State 40. We will be following that action throughout the night and give you updates throughout the broadcast. And what I'm going to do is play a Slayer tune in memory of Jeff Hanneman, who passed away today at the age of 49. And this is a song he wrote, and it's called Angel of Death. And I believe today Jeff finally met the angel of death. Rock on, bro. Be right back.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's Vince. Back with you for another edition of Disorderly Conduct, of course. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. It was sort of another impromptu sort of show, as was last night's. Thank you, early chit-chatters, for joining me, Becca Alina. Nyan Whale, Raven Bowden, Tulkus, and Vert. Vert, we should be having some sort of wager on this this game tonight, shouldn't we? Considering you're Colorado, I'm California. Nuggets, Warriors. Dude, we seriously need to get some sort of wager going on here. The Nuggets are looking good right now. The Warriors, we're halfway through the third quarter already, and it's Warriors 50, Nuggets 47. Very tough neck and neck series. Really fun to watch. But the the Warriors came out looking like shit. Okay, Vert hates basketball. You're just like Hammurabi's Code. Hammurabi's Code is supposed to be a Nuggets fan, too, and he doesn't care either. Loki says, basketball isn't a sport, Vince. Just because you can't play it physically, Loki, doesn't mean it's not a sport. All right. So we're waiting for our guest tonight. Our featured guest will be Andrew Blake. He's going to be with us a little bit later in the program. But in the meantime, I'm joined now by Urban Playtime. Urban Playtime calling out of Kentucky. What's up, man? Hello?
What's up, Vince? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. What's going on with you?
I'm just hanging out at the bar. Talking to you, and life is fantastic. It's Derby Week. We're getting rowdy here in Louisville. That's what we do during Derby Week. So,
what is Derby?
It's rowdy. Place your bets on Golden Sense. That's the horse that's going to win the Kentucky Derby. I'm giving you the inside source right here. So if you want to make some money, that's who you place your bets on.
You're going to have to repeat all of that. I was talking over you. It's hard to understand.
I'll step outside. You probably can't hear me because it's super loud in here.
Yeah, seriously. Thank you. Terrible radio.
Yes.
Sounds like hell in there. Did you probably have
music in the
background?
Well, here's what's up. I'm here in Louisville where we do the Kentucky Derby. It's the rowdiest event that happens in Louisville all year. And Golden Sense is the horse that's going to win the Kentucky Derby. So anybody who's betting on that, that's who you bet on because he's going to win.
Golden Sense?
Normally there's a lot of controversy about who's going to win, but this year there really isn't. There's one horse that's going to be flipping dominant, and Golden Sense is the one. So put your bets on that one.
Or Golden Sense? How do you spell that?
Golden Sense, like Golden Change. Like dollars and cents, take the dollars out of that. And
I'm sorry, I have to interrupt you. It is now Golden State 59, Denver. No, I'm sorry, Golden State 63, Denver 53. That's right, the Warriors are up 3 points with 5 minutes, 22
to go. I hope the Warriors win. I'm behind the Warriors. I'm behind the Celts. I'm behind the Bulls. I'm behind a lot of teams right now.
All right. So please tell me the name of this horse again that's going to win the Kentucky Derby.
Golden Sense.
S-E-N-S-E?
It's not Rick Pitino's source. We would all love Rick Pitino's source to win, but Rick Pitino's source is not going to. Golden Sense is going to win the Derby.
GS, Golden Sense, just like Golden State, like the Warriors. Makes sense.
There you go.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to make a prediction right now, too. Winner of the NBA championship this year, Golden State.
I hope you're right, but I doubt that you are.
They're up by 10 right now, bro.
Hey, well, they may win this round. That doesn't mean they're going to win at all.
They need to maintain this. They can do it, though. They can do it. There's a path. There's a path.
I hope they follow it.
Even if they end up playing Oklahoma City, Oklahoma City is not going to have Westbrook. So they have a fighting chance against Oklahoma City.
For sure.
Of course, I'm getting way too ahead of myself. We haven't even finished the third quarter of the Nuggets game.
Yeah.
We still have to win right now.
I'm behind the Celtics, and honestly, I doubt they're going to win, but I hope they do.
Well, you got the Louisville Cardinals there.
We do have the Louisville Cardinals, who are pretty impressive this year. Yeah,
who are better than probably half the NBA teams, so it's...
Yeah. I work at the home of the Louisville Cardinals, the Yum Center, and we had a rowdy-ass year this year. So thanks to anybody who may be listening who patronizes that particular venue. You're awesome.
Right on. So it's called Derby Week?
The Kentucky Derby, yeah. We do festivities for like 2 weeks beforehand. We do the biggest fireworks show in the world. It happened about a week ago. But that's the kickoff for Derby Week, and we do all kinds of crazy shit. There's like a balloon glow and like a boat race and I don't know. A bunch of nerdy shit that I don't care about, but.
Again, if you're just joining us, it's Golden State 63, Denver 53. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. I've got Urban Playtime on the line with me. It's really loud, dude. Are you listening to some hip-hop in there? What's going on?
That's how Louisville does. I'm literally outside. Like, you shouldn't be able to hear anything.
I'm sorry. Urban
Louisville's so loud that you can hear everything.
Yeah, Urban Playtime. Unfortunately, you said the L word.
Loud?
No.
Or literally.
Yeah, so guess what?
I get 2 minutes.
2 minutes, that's right. Urban Playtime, 2 minutes for saying the L word. 2 minutes. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. I'm Vin the Bay, hanging out right now. Well, I was hanging out with Urban Playtime, but he decided to use the L word. But we are awaiting Andrew Blake, who's going to join us in a little bit and talk about, I don't even know what he's going to talk about. He's just going to be awesome. That's all I know. We're guaranteed he's going to be awesome. So stick around for that. Tell your friends, wake up the kids, call the neighbors, you know, tweet it, Facebook it, Google Plus it. Let people know that Andrew Blake will be here and he will be. Oh, okay. Look, now you're encouraging the chit chatters. Now I have to go in and do my duties as a chat room moderator, and mute Loki 2 minutes. Loki 2 minutes for using the L word. I don't even care if you people misspell it or not. It doesn't matter. It's intent. Vert, 2 minutes for using the L word. Nyan Whale, 2 minutes for using the L word. Anybody else want to try the L word? Okay, good. Also, remember, if you're new to Blog Talk Radio and you want to join the conversation here, it's real easy to do. 347-826-7667 is the number. Also, if you're looking at the show page up in the on the sort of upper half, I think somewhere on the right-hand side of the screen, the slideshow, which I don't think is a slideshow. I think it's just a still image of our guest tonight, Andrew Blake. Yeah, up in that region up there on the page, show page, there is a Skype button. You can call in via Skype as well. And then you just press the number 1 when you dial in if you want to talk. Or you could just listen live on the phone. That's fine. You can just call in and not press 1. But if you want to call in and talk, you call in, you press the number 1 on your keypad, and then I'll bring you on. And it looks like somebody has successfully done that. Let's see who this is. Caller unscreened. Who is this? Caller, you're on the air.
Who are you saying to unmute the caller? Who are you? You don't have a producer. Who are you? This is Andrew. Hi. What are you doing?
Andrew, I'm so stoked that you're here.
The fact that it was so easy for me to get right through makes me think that you're just talking to yourself tonight. But I know that can't possibly be the case.
I actually have Urban Playtime with me, but he used the L word, so I had to put him on timeout. But his 2 minutes are up, so he's back now. He's actually joining us live.
I'm back.
Yeah, he's joining us.
What's
you
up,
sound
Andrew
much,
Lake?
So Urban the power play is over.
Yeah, the power play is over. Urban Playtime now.
And we scored, for the record.
Urban Playtime's out at a bar in Louisville celebrating Derby Week.
Because he couldn't hear me.
And he made a bold prediction earlier. He predicts that Golden Scents will win the Kentucky Derby.
It's not a prediction, it's fact.
Oh, you know.
Golden Sense is going to win.
You pick horses.
I was at the track earlier. I saw the horse. Golden Sense is fantastic. If he doesn't win, I'm confused.
No, you pick horses solely by their name, and I'm sure there has to be a funnier name than Golden
Sense. Really not like that. If you're from Kentucky, it's not like that.
If I'm from Kentucky, I think a lot of things would be different.
So there you go.
No offense. Lovely place. Lovely place.
Fantastic place.
Cave City, my favorite town in America.
Louisville Cardinals, NCAA champions, Rick Pitino, the white suit. What more do you want?
For sure. We won the Sugar Bowl. We're about to win a baseball tournament. We're a rowdy college.
Oh, Dandy's won the Sugar Bowl, did you now? Oh, congratulations. Sugar Bowl. You won the Sugar Bowl. That's really
like,
sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm all out of zingers.
Word.
So,
I will sit through all of them.
No, I have a book of zingers, and I just.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. Hang on. What did you just say?
I said I have
did
a whole
I say
book
literally?
Of zingers.
Oh,
I'll keep saying it.
You guys just both said the L word.
Do I have to?
Give me 2 minutes.
I mean, I have a book of zingers. Do I have to take a picture?
No, wait. Let Vince give me 2 minutes. Vince, you're slacking, bro.
Unfortunately, you both
dude,
L word, so you're both.
If I sit this out too, then it's going to be 4-on-4, and that's going to get down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I can take
2 minutes for using the L word. Urban Playtime, 2 minutes for using the L word. Great. Now I have to talk. Now I just get to talk, and that's it. For 2 minutes, it's kind of cool actually, especially when this show gets really crowded and there's a bunch of people on the line. Man, it's nice to have the timeouts for that. Yeah, so basically, if you're new to the program, my chat room is a no free this and this entire broadcast is a no free speech zone. Your First Amendment rights, you leave them at the doorway when you click into the chat room or open up the show page and start listening, or when you call in, you waive those rights. I reserve the right to. Mute you at any moment and unmute you at any moment. And I have rules and standards and practices that I like to adhere to. And some people have to learn the rules the hard way. But as you'll notice, Loki, Nyanwal, and Vert have all been let out of the penalty box for using... Oh, Vert's going to... Okay, you know what? I don't want to do it, but I could easily... see how I used easily instead of the L word? See, all the... There's that word is... It's not necessary. It's not necessary at all. It's just, it's extra baggage. Kind of like that, the word that. You can pretty much, any sentence you write where you originally put the word that in, you can pretty much proofread that and that, which I used it, and you can take that out, and it'll still read correctly. In fact, it reads better without that. True story. Again, you know, last night people were flaming up with this Vince Gazi thing, Vince Auschwitz. Okay, Nyan, you get 2 minutes. Man, this is work just being the moderator. All right. So my panelists are back. My guest, Andrew Blake, you're out of the
panel. Boy.
You're back. So is Urban Playtime. Welcome back to the show, guys.
Thanks, sir.
For sports. Really appreciate it. So,
you know, without rules, what do we do? You know,
yeah,
without rules, there's chaos.
Exactly.
And I abandoned my anarchy days long, long ago.
Hmm. So, Andrew, you're doing reporting and producing and stuff these days. What have you been? What's been on your radar?
Oh, sorry. Oh gosh, you know, I'm not sure what the rules in the employee handbook are about representing myself as an employee without prior express written permission from the NFL. So, I shouldn't be too specific, because if I was going to be a representative of the company right now, then I'd have to be on my best behavior. And, well, not that I'm not on my best behavior, Vince. I mean, come on. But, no, actually, you know what I did today?
Is it a problem mentioning your employer? Like, I can take it, I can edit it out of the show description. Not a big deal. I'm wondering what are the hot topics going on right now? What are people talking about?
Well, no, actually, this evening I went to it wasn't a book reading. I really don't want to say it's a book reading, because I've been going to a lot of those lately, and it's really difficult to admit that. But I went to a event or what have you with Eric Schmidt, the former CEO and current chairman of Google, and he's worth $8.4 billion, according to Forbes' latest estimate. And the entire time I was just thinking, like, how could I exploit this man? No, not really. I bought his book, actually. But he just finished a book, and actually there was a leaked section of it that came out a few weeks ago. He sat down and talked to Julian Assange for a couple of hours a few years ago, and that part was actually the chapter was leaked, and the transcription of the interview also came out. But so I picked up the book, and it's pretty much just about, from what I gather, how the exponentially the escalating wiring of the country or of the world to make everyone on the wired internet grid.
They want to totally rewire everything with Google Fiber. They just want to make everything Google Fiber. You know,
like,
how much?
Saying, like,
you know how much that's going to cost? I mean, he's trying to do it city by city, but anyway.
I mean, he's worth $8.4 billion. He's just a guy. Like, the Google owns the internet at this point. Like, it's not like they really have a monopoly on the internet, because that's impossible, because the internet is always ever expanding. But Google is the could make or break the internet, like, if not like for an economic standpoint, but really can say it's kind of like the senior in the high school who's like still respected by like the younger kids. They all know who he is, and he can pretty much just like call the shots and like help you get into parties and stuff. I don't know. I feel like that's Google. But, yeah, here's the thing, like, within
like
the next 5 years.
The ER doesn't own the internet because it seems like they're the ones who made it public.
Dude, I thought Reddit owned the internet. It says
no, it's
just
no. God, Reddit, I don't want to get started.
Dude.
What's that?
I thought it was the internet's homepage.
Oh, man. I don't feel like I can't start like bad mouthing Reddit because then like they'll get on the internet and then the next thing I know the internet will be
internet.
Against
I
me.
I just bad mouth them for you. Don't worry, you don't have to. You can just laugh at it.
Okay, you can.
I don't care. I don't care.
I mean, that's what we do. We laugh at Vince professionally. That's our job.
I like aspects of Reddit, but I can't. I don't know. I just can't get into it.
Like, I don't know. I feel like there's this, like, such a high level of pretension that comes with being, like, an active Redditor, if you will. Like,
yeah,
people who take it seriously don't just take it seriously. They take it seriously to a degree where they actually adhere to some sort of protocol, I feel like. But I could be wrong. What do I know?
That's what scares me. I don't want to. They're online nerds. And it's just their own little club. And they share.
Well, online nerd is kind of like that's a little redundant. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. So. You're right. That's true.
Oh, that's how you spell Golden Sense? I don't. So. Wait. What does that even mean?
G-O-L-D-E-N-T-S. I don't fucking know. I don't own the horse.
Golden Sense or Golden Sense as in like 50
people
cents.
Call horses ridiculous fucking names. That's just what they
but
fucking do.
But that's a stupid
do.
Horse name. That's like, that would even be a stupid dirty
name. I agree. Think of a dirty horse who's won recently who's had a sensible name. I can't think of one. They've all got retarded fucking names. That's just how we go.
I couldn't tell you a name of a horse, period. That's probably the name of a horse, actually. The name of a horse, period. That's
exactly.
Probably the name
of
a horse. I don't know, man.
Golden Sense. C-E-N-T-S. And it's all, they spell it all.
I hope the name of the Derby winner next year is the Golden State Warriors, because that would also be a ridiculous name. But you know what? Ridiculous name horses win the fucking Derby regularly. Put
you know,
me on 2 minutes again. I'll say literally. I just said literally. Put me on 2 minutes.
So was there a Golden Sense in 1986?
Yeah. Urban play time, 2 minutes for using the L word. So I want to just talk. Okay. It's Golden Sense, C-N-T-S. Apparently, Golden Sense is in great shape. As O'Neill Mall's next move, Golden Sense, written to perfection by Kevin Krieger, came out of his 1.5 length victory on Saturday's Grade 3 Slam Stakes, Sham Stakes. Sham Stakes. Oh, I love Sham Stakes. Cooked well done with, with a little bit of Parmesan. Okay, in top shape, but no decision has been made on the Colts' next race on the Triple Crown Trail. No plans.
Well, you know, Vince, I got to tell you right here, it's going to be a difficult one because if you go back and you look at Golden Sense last race, just last month, April 6th, he came in first. Okay, that was a good win. It was his fourth career win going back since September 2012, and you know it proves that you know Golden Sense and more importantly Krieger, you know the man on top's really got it down to a science at this point. However, if you go back one more month, you go back to March 9th. 2013, Krieger could only ride him into fourth place, couldn't even place in that race, okay? That was the San Felipe G2. So we're talking about Derby Week right here. This is going to be for all the marbles, okay? Golden Sense really has to prove himself this week. And, you know, he's a three-year-old colt, and, you know, he's Dave Kenny's little monster. And if he can come in first here and prove he still got it, that's great. But when Krieger brought him down to fourth back for the March 9th gig at San Felipe, that really put a bee in his bonnet. Take it from here, Vince.
Would you agree with that, Urban Playtime?
I thought I was on 2 minutes.
That was like 10 minutes. Dude.
Well, I mean, I've been on 2 minutes like 10 times, but I'm making a bourbon drink. I thought I had 2 minutes to do that. 2 minutes, 10 times is like half an hour.
You know what you can do if you really don't, you can just self mute or whatever.
No, I'm fine talking to you guys.
All right, great. Okay. So I'm here with Andrew Blake. I got Urban Playtime. He's celebrating Derby Week. We're talking about the Kentucky Derby and anything else that's on your mind, as long as you call in, 347-826-7667. Here's somebody who's calling in right now. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. Unscreened. You're on the air. Hello.
Yeah. Am I here? Is
you're
that
totally
you're talking
here.
To?
You're totally here, bro. Who is
All
this?
All right. This is Guts from Team Berserk. We're calling for, what's the guy's name, Aaron? A.T. Blake?
Yeah,
go ahead, man.
Hello?
Yeah, he's here.
Go ahead.
He's here. Go ahead. You're on with A.T. Blake and Urban Playtime. Go ahead. Hello? I guess we don't have him.
Oh, I guess he got shy. Anyway.
Oh. All right, well, is there anything you wanted to add, Guts?
Yeah.
I think it's interesting that that the only guy in your crew that has the guts to talk, his name is Guts.
Good. No,
the only member of Team Berserk.
You have it.
Anyway,
it was Michael Malley's finest work.
Hey Guts, did you have something you wanted to discuss or ask or what's up?
Well, I wanted to tell A.P. Blake to get into contact with Anon Forecast. I guess he's trying to get into contact with them. Also, I'd like to talk about Operation Israel a little bit. I don't know if you want to delve into that or not.
Sure, if you want to talk about it here, why not? I thought that was something that had run its course, but I guess it's an ongoing thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Always. Uh-huh. Well, I was looking to talk to Blake about that, actually, but at a later time, not right now.
Hey, Lou,
you're
a Team Berserk, man?
Yeah, thanks for calling in and talking about something that is relevant in a later time.
No, dude, Team Berserk, I got you. I'm on you right now. Actually, I just saw Aaron's thing. Why does Twitter have like a billion users but has not managed to update their interface to a way where when you get a direct message, the warning is obvious? Or some sort of, like, the fact that there's just, like, that little nub on the little desktop client and you have to, like, click on a separate spot and then get there. And it seems like the one thing that they would just fix right off the bat. That's between me and Biz Stone, you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
So what
do you remember when I talked about
I'm sorry, go ahead. What was that, Guts?
I'm just gonna go ahead and say whatever
anyway.
Can you mute me for a minute?
All right, Urban Playtime, 2 minutes. You're on timeout. Okay, I'm sorry, Guts, go ahead. You had something else you wanted to say.
Oh, I was just going to ask you what tonight's topic is. I didn't actually read the topic info on your channel.
It's open topic. My guest is Andrew Blake. I didn't know what I wanted to do as a theme for the show. So sometimes instead of doing a theme, I'll just have a guest, and we'll talk about whatever is relevant or feels right. And up until now, the topic has been the Kentucky Derby. Your thoughts on the Kentucky Derby? Who do you think is going to win?
My thoughts on Kentucky Derby? I'm not really very knowledgeable on that. Can we switch over to talking about Hector Sabu?
Yeah. What about Sabu?
Well, apparently, he's still turning in all of his old friends and shit.
It's still totally happening.
Oh yeah. But he's some logs have been coming up. I mean, he's been appearing and speaking to some of his old pals on the IRC networks, and he's still turning people in. They gave him another extension just recently. They're not going to put him in jail yet or in prison yet. not quite yet.
Well, I knew that. Wait, there's been something in the last couple of days. Are you talking about the thing that was like a couple of months ago?
This was like last month, I believe.
Last month.
I'm trying to pull it up right now. Yeah.
It got extended to what, like August?
You got a 6-month extension in February. So yeah, they bumped it back up to August, and so that'll be August 2013 at the earliest. He'll be sentenced, and let's see, Hammond was picked up March 2012, which means Sabu switched June 2011. So Sabu turned fed June 2011, and he's not going to get sentenced until at least August 2013. So he's spending at least 2 years.
This is my prediction. Indefinite suspension of sentencing. Guaranteed. Witness protection. Good night.
I mean, the fact that he's cooperating to such an extent that he's knowingly assisting with the apprehension of several people at this point, that's totally going to work in his favor when it comes down to it. And, like, his judge is Loretta Preska, the same judge who is presiding over the Hammond case.
And who has a conflict and she has a conflict of interest, too, because her husband was one of the people whose credit cards got swiped. Am I correct?
Kind of. I'm not sure if his actual credit card numbers were compromised in the hack. However, he was outed as a person whose identity was exposed through it. So when anti-sec released the big stretcher leak of all the emails and all the credit card numbers, her husband was one of the subscribers to the stretcher list, and his name was released as, like, you know, John Doe or whatever his real name is, and with the address and I think a phone number and an email address. And so that was the only thing that was made available. I think the credit card might have been like hashed and salted or something, so like it wasn't easy to decrypt. But so his basic identity was released, and Preska said that wasn't enough of a reason to say that he was a victim of the hack. Just having his identity released doesn't say anything. But it, oddly enough, just weeks later in Newark during Andrew Arenheimer's sentencing, the judge there said exactly opposite, that having your email address and your name exposed, that's not necessarily personally identifiable information, but it's enough of an intrusion to say that your privacy has been compromised. So, I don't know. Laws are weird, man. Right?
Oh, tell me about it, dude. You can get suspended on Twitter for just tweeting somebody. Unsolicited tweets. Look it up. You can. People think that there's some, like, crazy algorithm or something. Oh, my God, there's a crazy algorithm that these hackers, they figured it out, man. They use spam and bots and bot spam and, oh, yeah. No, dude, they can report you for an unsolicited tweet. That's all they have to do is say, this person is not following me, I'm not following them, and they tweeted me. I don't want them tweeting me, and I'd like you to do something about it. And you'll get fucking suspended, I guarantee it.
There was a good story, like a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, of someone who was working for some third-party company that was contracted by Facebook to pretty much be moderators for Facebook. So if you see something inappropriate and you flag it, you report it or whatever, it doesn't go to Facebook. It goes to some company, you know, in a remote country that is contracted by Facebook, and they have, like, a set of rules. It's just like, okay, well, if it's what kind of nudity is it? Like, if it's an ass crack, that's okay. But if you can actually see the anus, then, like, no. Or, like, you know, breast is okay, but once the nipple comes into the picture, no. And, you know, blood, yes.
So goatee is out.
Goatee is pretty much...
You're not even borderline.
The Venn diagram of where goatee is allowed on the internet and where goatee is not allowed on the internet is actually so gaping, the distance between them, that it actually is kind of like an inverted goatee unto itself.
Dude,
I don't know if that made sense or not.
Rob Reinhardt got goatseed by Neil Rauhauser, I think.
Wait, what's that?
He sent him a picture of he redirected
wait,
one
who,
of
who did?
His, I think it was Neil did it to Ron or some or Ron I don't know whatever. Somebody redirected a pastebin thing or a scripted thing. There's some site that they redirected it from an article about the GOP congressman that got swatted to a page that just has a goatsy donut, like a donut, but like with icing and everything to make it look like fucking goatsy. And then a link to like the Ron Reinhardt freaking hour, and it has a link to my show. You gotta see the picture. The donut.
What happened during that show? My band was playing a show up in Queens that night, and I didn't get back home till like 4 in the morning and passed out halfway through. So I missed the entire thing. Was it as hilarious as I would just assume? Like, do I have to actually listen to this, or can I just pretend that it never happened?
Which episode are you talking about?
The Ron and Neil Fun Time
Neil.
Family Hour.
I don't know. It depends on how I thought it was great. I got to learn a lot about Ron himself. Him and I just kind of kicked it for the first 45 minutes. Got to know the guy essentially, and he's totally sounds totally different, and his attitude is way different than I envisioned when I first saw him on Twitter. And then I brought, of course, Neil called, and him and Neil kind of went at it back and forth. And so if you like that, if you're interested in Neil on Ron squabbling, drama, whatever, you'll probably want to listen to it.
Do you know anything about Hollywood, Florida-based world video game champion Billy Mitchell?
No, what about him?
So Billy Mitchell was one of the original video game prodigies in the mid-80s back when he was in high school, and now he's probably, I guess it would make him in like his early to mid-40s, and he's still an active competitive video game athlete, I guess you would say. And there was a great documentary made about him a few years ago called The King of Kong. Anyways, I have his trading card taped to my dresser next to my computer desk, and when I look at this picture of Billy Mitchell, it's kind of his face is how I imagine Ron's attitude is, if that makes sense. I mean, I guess this doesn't really work because we're doing internet radio, but I feel like if anyone is listening, especially Ron, especially Billy Mitchell, I feel like video game champion Billy Mitchell's physical appearance from the shoulder up is how Ron is perceived non-physically. So, yeah.
Ron, it sounds like a typical New Yorker to me.
Oh, okay.
Like a dude.
Well, if anyone is a video game, is a competitive video game aficionado, and can call up and confirm my allegations, that'd be great. But I don't know, there's a bunch of losers tonight who aren't even talking, you know?
Well, we can up the ante. I have Guts with us still on the line with Team Berserk, and
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can totally hear you. What's up? Did you wanted to add something, Guts?
You guys were talking about ghosties, right?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, I mean, just something funny here. It's kind of unrelated, but I mean, kind of not. It's ghostielawyers.com. I found a small vulnerability, SQLI. I'll put the link in the channel here if you guys want to fuck with it later. GoatsLawyers.com admin. You want to deface that, put a big goatsy butthole on the front page. It'd be kind of funny.
Good times. 347-826-7667 is the number. Vince the Bay. I'm going to bring on another caller now. We have Hammurabi's code here on the line now. Hammurabi, what's up?
Hello. Not a lot. What are you up to, Vince?
I'm hanging out doing a show I've entitled Totally Awesome with Andrew Blake.
Totally awesome with me. I'm in a sandwich.
Dude, you should pitch that as a show on your network, dude.
I have all sorts of pitches that need to happen. Most of them involve an amateur magician, and they're all sitcoms. But yeah, no, there'll be one where I just eat sandwiches and yell at people.
A variety show. A variety show. Totally awesome with Andrew Blake.
It'll be like vaudeville, but on TV with sandwiches and bourbon. So yeah, a variety show.
You know what I would do? I would have a different female guest every show that would prepare the sandwich on live on air for you. Like maybe you come out, you do a monologue, and then you go, and then you turn, you say, "Bitch, make me a sandwich."
Or what if you just have like you always have like a prop door or prop drawer on the host desk, and so you open up the dresser drawer and you'll just have like a random like loaf of bread, and you can take out a slice and be like, "Hi, can you do me a favor and spread this mustard onto this this bread for me?" And then as soon as they spread it, you just put another piece on top and go, "Ah!" And then you just trick them. You just have different ways of making people make you sandwiches every week. You just perpetuate the stereotype.
Did you just say trick people into making you sandwiches?
I think I did.
I don't know.
So
I'm not
you
good
just
with
show up with
I
condiments
say.
And fucking sandwich meat, your deli meat. You're like, "What's up, bitch? Make me a sandwich."
Well, I don't eat meat, so... I think if we're eliminating
I'll bet you eat plenty of meat.
Oh, you know who would be great as your co-host? Asshurt MacFags. I think she's like vegan and shit.
That would be perfect.
She could make you like a kale sandwich.
Who the fuck would eat that?
Him and her.
I mean, I'd probably eat it. I mean, I totally would. That's,
are we talking about the sandwich?
I don't know. Am I? I could be talking about Goatsy for all we know. Maybe we'll never know.
We were talking about the whole time.
Buttholes. You know, I recall, I should dig this up online, but someone back in like, God, it'd be like a decade ago. I wonder, like, it was so long ago that I don't actually remember if I ever tried to confirm the authenticity, but someone claimed that they had an interview with the Goatsy guy. And, you know, there's no way to know because you don't see his face, but I'm trying to figure it out now if it still exists, if it's still mirrored anywhere online. I see Adrian Chen's article from last year, but the one I'm thinking of was like 5-6 years ago. Yeah, there was like an E-Bombs article from like 2006. Then there's a Newgrounds one too. Man, the internet is so cool.
I think it's more repulsive by the day. But it's like a really bad train wreck. You can't avert your eyes. So here I am.
So apparently, according to this June 2006 E-Bombs post, the Goatsy man has apparently over the course of his development he's adopted a handful of nicknames I've never heard before, and they are as follows: the Goatsy guy, Goatsy man, G man, Ass man, Bob Goatsy, the Ass pirate, Mr. G, the Goat man, the Receiver, Stinger, G man, Goatsy man, Goatsy man, hey Goatsy man, that's really good. Okay, the Ass that started it all, Goatsy, Gaping Ass man, that was just a bunch of characters, MVG.
This is terrible.
Hey, I don't blame me. Blame the internet, okay?
I'm going to blame you for reading E-Bombs World 2006.
I'm sorry. This was pretty much the only website of 2006.
I remember when I first started doing this show. when I first started doing the show, that is what I used to get trolled by. They used to always. I think there were 4chaners, but they would always say, you know, hey, we're calling from E-Bomb's World. Have you been to E-Bomb's World? They're like kept pumping it up. I didn't understand. I almost felt like 3-4 years ago when I started this show.
And
of course I got the is this the Krusty Krab? You get the guy that says the N-word over and over and over and over again. I had this one guy that used to call in and just say cactus.
ED was 2004. Why were you not reading that?
Who?
The guy would call up and just say cactus. He just says cactus. He sounds like a real prick.
That's a clever pun and everything, but I'm gonna let you finish and all, but that was.
No, I'll take it. Thank you.
What happened here tonight, Vince? I came for the awesome. Instead, I get. Yeah, I get puns and I get references to E-Bomb's World from 2006.
No, we're talking about Goatsy. We're talking about big, wide, gaping buttholes, okay? There's nothing that we can't get any better than that.
You missed it. Earlier we were talking about the Kentucky Derby. And also, we've got to do another update. It is now Golden State 84, Denver 78, with 3:34 left to go in the fourth quarter. Again, game six at Oracle Arena in Oakland, California. Looks like it's going to come down to the wire, guys. So, Hammurabi.
Ooh.
Hammurabi is a Nuggets fan. I'm a Warriors fan. So, this could be dramatic.
Yeah, I'm a huge Nuggets fan.
The Warriors have been smoking the Nuggets, the Nugs.
I've been smoking
them Nuggets, too. Dang.
Yeah, that Mutombo is something else.
You're right. That Mutombo
is
something
else. You seen his
commercials?
The rebound king?
No one's gonna knock
a ball down better than Dennis Rodman. The Worm is still the real rebound king of the NBA, if you ask me.
Something tells me you're never gonna knock a ball down.
I would hope I'm never gonna knock a ball down. I don't want a ball to be coming towards me.
Lies. They're only cool if they come in pairs. What are you? You're against? You know, what if somebody had a BMX accident?
You could have went with testicular cancer, but no, you just went to BMX accident.
What if someone lost a ball
riding around on a bicycle? Huh?
Hey, Blake, I wanted to ask you. Did you end up seeing Les Claypool the other night?
Yes, I did. It was awesome, actually.
How was that show?
Great.
What was that band like?
So it's just Les and Brian Keough, who is one of the founding members of
Merv. Brian Keough. I thought it was Merv, too,
until I showed up. And
Keough's
was awesome, too, though.
He shreds.
Yeah, that's
He's
the thing. At
awesome
first,
too.
I was, kind of taken aback because I was expecting Merv. But, you know, I got Brian, and it was still awesome. It's a really cool way to hear the songs. But I also felt like it was such... I don't know, a lot of these songs I feel like were recorded in such a way that their original interpretation really can't be modified to a degree that would make it any more entertaining. I know Claypool's been doing this kind of stuff forever, and I've heard, you know, some old Primus songs or some old Sausage or Holy Mackerel songs done with five or six different types of bands before. I know that he can pull it off, but this was just, it was so basic, because, you know, I've seen him do bands where, for instance, I know Bonnaroo a few years ago, he, instead of an electric guitar doing solos, it was just a cello going through a big muff, and they, you know, did really cool stuff. And so this is just a two-piece.
Oh, was that Gabby Lala with him?
No, not that year. This was
I think the year or two after, actually, Merv was in the band for that. It was Merv, Claypool, the dude from Cake on drums, and I think Mike Dillon did percussion, I think. But anyway, the tour right now, you know, it's just two guys, so there's only 10 strings between the two of them. So you're hearing a lot of songs. Like, they did a handful, at least like half Primus covers. They did a Jerry Reed cover, a Johnny Cash cover. I think there was another, you know, rendition somewhere in there. And then I think there was like a Highball with the Devil song. I don't know, they played for like 2 hours, but the point being, they did a variety of songs that were originally done with it, either like completely stellar production or else just, you know, very peculiar arrangements. And having it stripped down to just two guys who, you know, not only are just playing it on two instruments, but also just sitting there, you know, in chairs, holding these things, like, against their tummies. Like, it was really cool, but it wasn't, like,
it wasn't
the coolest thing.
Yeah,
like,
you didn't want to
much rather heard Primus doing these songs. But
yeah,
it was still,
I really
enjoyed it. Yeah, like, then if you're a musician, it's really fun to watch this because you're seeing Claypool play, like, pretty much being the complete rhythm section, you know, more or less being the drummer and bassist because he's so percussive with his attacks and stuff like that. I said just that, like, four times in a row there. You totally could have ditched at least half of those. But, yeah.
Okay,
so,
okay. We'll fix it in post.
Okay, thank you. Oh yeah, just dial it up in post, and we can take that out, right? You got it?
No problem.
Okay, great, thanks. Yeah, so it was cool, but it wasn't. I don't know, it was also $50 a ticket, and it was
like, yikes.
What do you, yeah, I know, right?
Like,
so
for guys hanging out, just jamming on some old tunes. What the?
Just two old dudes with beards sitting on a stage playing songs that. Like, not new songs. It was cool.
They must have
also
held, like, 10 people.
You know, no, the place held, I think it's, like, the capacity is maybe, like, 400 or 500, but it's this awkward new venue where it's, like, tiers of different seats. It's kind of just, like, a very big comedy club, but it's incredibly awkward. People actually, after the first song, got down onto, the floor area and started filling up in front of the stage, but I feel like this is a place where you would, like, run out for an office party, like, award show or banquet or something. It's, like, a very peculiar venue. The sound was really good. I'd been there before, but the other thing, it's also very much like a comedy club in the way that, you know, they just sit you down in a table. And, like, it's not standing room. It's, like, you have to sit down, and, you know, if you happen to stand up, cool, but you can't just show up and just stand there. So they sit you down at a table and they bring out like menus and they try to sell you like overpriced alcohol and like, you know, $20 pizzas and stuff like that. And you have to buy because there is no other alternative. But it was cool. I think that the whole atmosphere kind of took away a little of it, but totally glad that I went. And I'm seeing Soundgarden this weekend. So it's going to be a solid week, but like no matter what.
I haven't seen Soundgarden since, like, 1996.
Oh, you're dating yourself, Vince.
Somebody's got to.
You got a rimshot button?
No. Sorry. I used to do a lot of that shit. I still try to, but it's just too much shit to juggle, you know.
What kind of setup do you have? Like, I imagine you having like a sampler that has like a horse neighing and like a maybe like old stock AOL sounds from Instant Messenger or maybe waves.
I do everything through the Blog Talk interface. I mean, I could go nuts, but I have the only outboard hardware I have is a teeny little M-Box. It's just like a USB interface so I can plug in a couple microphones into it. You know, I could plug in another computer into it and play sound effects off of that. I'm just too lazy to. You know, I could throw in a mixer and go totally nutsoid, but I'm just too lazy. And don't know. This works fine enough. It's just, you know, let's just talk. It's supposed to be blog talk radio. Even though I like to play tunes and take breaks to break up the monotony and whatnot. But I think Urban Playtime wanted to pop back in for a second. Go ahead, Urban Playtime.
Yeah, thank fucking God. 2 minutes turned into fucking half
well,
an hour.
You're the guy who asked.
You said literally quite a few times.
There's one more right now. That's
You know, mute me again, Vince?
No, it's okay. It's okay. What did you want? You wanted to come back on and say something. What was it?
I had a bazillion things to say over the course of my muting. I initially had something to say about Sabu.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I had something to say.
What about Sabu?
Ridiculous. He went out of his way to alienate himself. And then he went out of his way, you know, to be alienated all over again. Like, why does anyone take him seriously? Why does anyone still have an opinion about Sabu? Like, this should be so over with. Like, everyone knows he's a flipping fed. Everyone knows. So, like, why is he still relevant?
I didn't think he was relevant. I think you brought him up.
Yeah, well, I thought he got brought up half an hour ago while I was muted for saying which we shall not say, yeah.
No. No, it was Guts, the guy who called in from Bizarro Crew or whatever they're called.
Dude, you have it.
He's the kid that
won.
Sabu.
No one remembers that? I don't know. Guys.
No, I think the point is he's obviously got social engineering skills. He's obviously
still has
connections, still has plenty of connections.
You can only be relevant for so long. Like he tricked Jerry Hammond, which is depressing. I wish he wouldn't have done that.
It's not about relevance. It's not about relevance.
Yeah.
It's about the fact that the FBI now has this asset. This person that knows, knows the fucking layout of all the different networks and whatnot, and still has tons of connections. And obviously, he's not going to be going around saying he saw Boo. You know, it's
right.
Just a matter of a handle change, and he can just keep on doing the same kind of shit. It's probably going to be a little bit harder. I don't think he'll ever.
It's not though. People are pretty gullible.
Yeah, exactly. So he could be out. I'm sure he's got an account out there in the open somewhere.
He could be anybody. He could be Vince in the Bay. He could be Urban Playtime. Who the fuck knows?
Or maybe he's like Kaiser Soze.
No, I think the English is pretty good between Urban Playtime. It's in the Bay to be Sabu.
Major Patriot Greg action going on there.
I'm probably not smart enough to be Sabu, so it's probably not me.
Am I Patriot Gregging at all?
You
sound fine to me.
No, you sound terrible.
Patriot Greg.
Hammurabi's definitely Patriot Gregging. Thank you. Vert in the chat room.
Dawson, your kickoff.
It assures me. Yeah, well, you know, I think Sabu's an interesting character. You know, I got to talk to him several times. He called into the show once, disguised his voice, but he was an interesting character.
Time or two before. He is crafty. I'll give him that. He's not a dumb guy. He's crafty.
He's a likable guy. He's a very likable guy.
He has charisma. I'll give him that.
And he's got street cred. If you look at most of these kids on the internet, I don't know.
I wouldn't give him street cred.
No.
He's got nerd cred.
That's what I'm talking about. Look at LulzSec, a bunch of young white kids.
Hanging out on the internet up to no good.
Nobody who's legit on Twitter.
But hang on a second. Let me talk for a second. But this is my point. He's got street cred, and you know, if you listen to the sort of the dialect of most of these kids on the internet. They all say nigga, they all say fag, they all have this slang, and a lot of it is sort of ironic urban humor. And I think they found a dude who was a geek like them, but at the same time was also a fucking hustler. And he took them for a ride, and they got burned. They, you know, the best advice I got, online advice I ever got, was from Sabu. He said to me, he said, "Don't get involved in Anonymous and stay neutral, Vince. Just stay neutral." And I've pretty much stayed neutral.
Then you ended up on Doxpin.
Well, who doesn't? But yeah, well, see, the thing is, it's impossible to, when people have, you know, severe, I don't know, perception problems, it's hard to, that's when you have problems with others, and that's unfortunate, but, you know what, we're human, there's conflict, it is what it is. I'm trying to segue into something so I can get this other caller on. But you get my point, dude. Sabu was a very charismatic.
MC Hammer's repping the Dub Nation.
Wait a second. Is the game over? Oh, it's 90-88 with 7 seconds left.
Yeah, no, you guys are going to win. I mean, you got the Hammer on your side. It's fucking Hammer time. Now it's a 3-point game. It's two B teams fighting each other for last place in the Western Conference to go lose to whoever they play next. I mean, yep. I'm going to go ahead and just call it right now. It's going to be a 4-point Golden State win.
Wow.
You can thank me for my incredible prediction skills later.
Yeah. I mean, no, this is great. It almost feels like SportsCenter.
I know. Yeah. 7.3 seconds out. Tammy's calling it right now.
Wow.
It's like I'm psychic.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Vince the Bay Sports presents your Warriors playoff update. Tonight, the Golden State Warriors looking very, very getting dangerously close to being dangerously close to winning this ball game at home versus the Denver Nuggets. It's 92-88 with 7.3 seconds to go. What a battle! Of course, you have Stephon Curry leading the way for the Warriors with 22 points, 4-for-8 from 3-point range. To combat the Iguodala night of 24 points and him making 5 of 8 from 3. The bomb fest. Thompson, Splash Brother, has not hit. He's been 0 for 6. Bogut puts in 14 points, 21 rebounds. And I think that's it. I think it's the final. I think that might be the game. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. Final score. Golden State Warriors, 92.
It's a golden shower in the Bay.
That's right. It's golden showers here at the Bay. Once again, the Golden State Warriors victorious. But going on to the next round, they'll be playing San Antonio on Monday. It's your Warriors, 92. Denver Nuggets, 88.
It's a real big win, Vince.
Oh, and unmuted. Sorry. I was talking.
You know, when you go off on one of your sport ball tangents, I just feel like I'm completely stepping into the middle of something where I'm not supposed to be there, and I just have to wait and let you get out of your zone. Is that weird?
No, no. I think you're probably expressing the sentiment of, 95% of the people that are listening to the show. I think only like
and just, I'm one of those few who decide not
yeah.
to close.
Yeah, you're
out
the silent
window.
Majority. The silent majority has a voice on the panel tonight. It's AP Blake. That's why.
Yeah,
that's
if any of you,
awesome.
If any of you
awesome.
Peons out there need a voice, if anyone needs some verbal representation, they can come to me. I can voice grievances on behalf of the internet populace.
All right, we're going to bring back Hammurabi and Urban Playtime as well. And we're going to bring on one other caller. We got somebody with their hand up waiting very patiently. Go ahead, caller. You've been on hold. You're now on the air. What's going on?
Oh, it's Gus again. Sorry.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Gus, I'm glad you had the guts to call back.
You should start bringing people on like crazy, I feel. A lot of people have been waiting.
Who said somebody's waiting?
Everybody.
What?
I don't know.
Who are these
I went
people?
Out of my way to recruit people from the villain. You brought nobody on.
Okay.
Who's
347-867-667 is the number to call if you want to get in on this cavalcade of mediocrity, although it is supposed to be totally awesome with Andrew Blake. It is regardless. But we have Guts on now. Guts, you're back on. What did you want to say? We missed you for their little time span there.
Well, I mean, you guys started talking about Sabu a little more, you know. That guy was Puerto Rican. I mean, that guy is Puerto Rican. He's like a mix, actually.
No, I think
but,
he got
a Puerto Rican guy.
Yeah, he's Puerto Rican.
What was that?
What about,
yeah,
he's Puerto Rican, so what?
Well, I mean, you said it was just a bunch of white guys. I mean,
no, that's why I think they gravitated to him because he was like sort of like the real version of what they were trying to be virtually online. They're trying to be like virtual gangsters, and here they get this guy who's kind of a virtual gangster and a real gangster. You know, he had street cred. Like they say nigger all the time.
You got time to be
too,
gangster.
You don't
have time to be online. That's simple, like, you choose. You can either be an online guy or you can be a fucking gangster.
Yeah.
I want that dude
to
friggin' call me up.
Internet gangster.
Only he's out there. You know, man? He's doing stuff actively. No one knows. Supposedly some people know. But here's a guy who's been cooperating with the feds for 2 years and can't, you know, just get really off the grid. His identity and his whereabouts are going to be leaked at some point, and things are going to go crazy at that point. Like, he has disenfranchised and disillusioned such a significant proportion of people who will do anything by all means necessary to seek revenge, I feel like. And his days are numbered. But I feel like with that happening, he must be so paranoid and self-aware at all times. Must be insane now. But what do I know?
Am I still on or am I muted?
Yeah, payroll. That's why he's paranoid.
You're still on. Everybody is on. Nobody is muted.
I want to interject there.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't want to sympathize with Sabu, but he was actually a really good guy. I mean, he took care of his aunt's kids. I mean, like,
I feel like
he was actually a really good guy, you know? I knew the guy. I knew him, like, all the way back from 2008.
That's respectable.
I mean, he was a really nice guy. I mean, he would teach anybody just about anything in the IRC, all of his knowledge. He would just give it right over. And a lot of people were angry at him for that, and they also tried to set him up and frame him for a lot of shit over the years, you know? But, I mean, he's really not such a bad guy. It's just that the FBI has him by the balls now, you know?
Huh. One thing I feel like
they have
I know
by
for
the
sure.
balls, though.
Sabu's kids
will be fine for life.
I kid
and he made sure of
daycare.
That. And that's what a father should do. So I respect him for that.
I thought he
do
was
I respect a lot of the other shit the, he does?
I
not
he
necessarily,
uncle,
but...
their caretaker.
He's not actually a dad. I kick toddlers at daycares for biting
Kishu had some delusion where she thought he was gonna fly. She told me she's like he's gonna fly me out to New York and fuck the shit out of me, and I'm gonna have a kid for him. It's gonna be his little unknown spawn. And
who said this?
Kishu. Kishu used to be one of my regular callers for a long time, and she's like, yeah, she totally went after him, man. Oh my god, when she's like into all the hacker boys, so she's just like a hacker groupie, I guess, and she's pretty good at SE, and that's she basically social engineered her way into being my co-host on my show for like a month.
Did she go with SEX?
I believe that is affirmative as well. I don't know if Sabu can tell you or not. I can't have no confirmation.
That's affirmative.
I know that they cybered and whatnot, but I cannot confirm that they physically did anything.
That's probably better if you don't confirm that.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I agree. I concur. I really don't want to know. But actually, there was a really hilarious episode. I wish I could dial in it in somewhere in 2011, where Kishu Gape. We started hashtag Kishu Gape because she was trying to tweet a DM she was DMing Sabu. Pics of her like spreading her fucking pussy lips like close up, and back then it was like Anthony Weiner days where it didn't matter if you DM'd somebody a picture, it would automatically go to your YFrog account, right? So on the air, while we were on the air, she was like, trying to like fucking take over my show like she would every night. She's like this princess that has to like have all attention on her. Well, she got it because one of my other regulars, another anonymous regular caller, Kyoto.
Nerd.
Yeah. No, Kyoto. Kyoto is not a nerd. Kyoto is a badass. But Kyoto just happened to notice, he went on her profile and looked at her pictures, and during the show, he leaked them in the chat room, and it was fucking hilarious, dude, and she was so embarrassed. Oh my god. She did a good job with the photography, though, but you could probably look that up somewhere. It's got to be archived somewhere, the Kishu Gape.
It's actually that Eric Schmidt talked tonight, the guy from Google. He's like part of the conversation was talking about how people have to, not that they have to accept it, but more or less that everything is going to be stored forever. Like as people transition to being completely digital and storage becomes essentially infinite, everything
big
is going
data.
To be.
Big data, that's where all the money's at right now in big data.
But it's weird. He it's so true.
It's gonna be the next
to, like,
group. It's like forget big oil. It's gonna be like, oh, we're all at the end. We're all at the hands of the fucking big data. The big data.
You know how easy it is for that stuff. Like there can't be like a big data monopoly.
I do feel like
it's so
that.
Easy for that stuff.
Because seriously, think about it. Somebody's just like, all your data belongs to us. What the fuck?
I'd rather be talking about data than oil.
I want to know if this DARPA leak's legit.
DARPA leak? Oh, I don't even know what you're talking about. What do you mean?
Yeah, what DARPA leak?
Oh, I'm sorry, I read that backwards. It's EDRAP. If you guys aren't familiar with EDRAP. They make kitty slides. And
so not the Defense Department's science lab, but the makers of children's playground accessories.
No, I have that backwards Reedy thing. And so I...
Down syndrome?
Aspie's.
Oh,
no.
Are you guys retarded?
Sorry.
Its technical term is backwards Reedy thing, motherfuckers.
That doesn't sound very technical to me.
It's extremely technical, Vince, I promise you.
God, I was
Oh, yeah, go on. So what's up with that?
I'm just ghetto. Go ahead, yeah, continue, please. Hello? Is this thing on? You guys there? Test, one, two. Check,
I'm here.
Check.
I wanted to hear about this leak. What's up with the leak?
But I am here.
What was
so
that?
I want to talk about this puppy parade. Was there more puppy parade at the game tonight? I didn't get to watch halftime, so I don't know.
Neither did I. Neither did I. I didn't watch halftime either. In fact, I watched
I think you're barking up the wrong tree here.
God damn you and your puns.
I watched
put
the
on
watched
your
first half
and run around the streets of wherever you live.
Bay all day, everybody.
The Bay all day.
Curry going to the second round. Vince Gozzi. You guys brought up this goddamn Vince Gozzi thing again last night. And now that's the new thing again. I don't even know what that means.
I'm so sensitive about it.
I don't know. I don't even know what that's supposed to mean, though. Vince Gozzi.
Isn't that the band with Ian MacKay?
It's a Fugazi cover band, yeah.
Yeah.
It's my...
I'm on it. Start
a Fugazi cover band. How funny would that be?
I'll talk all night. I'm talking on the internet. Everybody's calling. Will there be room for them on
the
internet?
That's better. Ring to it. Yeah, you can work a melody under that. You know, sure, why not?
I'll volunteer. I will play guitar in your Fugazi cover band. You're ballsy enough to sing in it.
Sweet. We're going to be a Fugazi cover band that does not cover songs.
Exactly. That'd be even better. Let's do it.
Vince Gozzi.
I'll play guitar.
We're a Fugazi cover band that plays these top songs.
You know, I saw an ad. Today in the DC paper that ZZ Top is coming to some venue nearby, like Virginia or something. And the date is September 11th. And it's like whoever designed the ad was really poorly just placed together the font and putting through this huge thing because it had like every show that was coming to DC. There's, you know, like 30 of them, and it just said ZZ Top 9/11, and I was like, that is a sick band name. Like, I wonder if you would be sued by ZZ Top if you have the band ZZ Top 9/11, and, like, you make sure that you differentiate yourself. Like, no one has any facial hair.
I think you're retarded. That's actually a message from the Illuminati letting you know who the real masterminds behind 9/11 were.
Yeah.
Pull it together, Blake.
All right, Blake, I think you'll appreciate this. I think everybody needs to simmer down. And Blake, have you ever heard the Spanish version of My Name Is Mud?
I have, but I'd like to hear it again.
It is funny.
Because I happen to have it on my switchboard. I know you're a Primus fan, and we're definitely still going to do a Primus show with Toaster. We have to make that happen.
It's Gozzi,
we have to
cover
that, yes.
Yeah, this is the Vince Gozzi cover of that song.
Fuck yeah. All right, that means I'm going to go get myself a drink. Perfect.
All right, bro. Everybody, you know, take a leak, fix a drink, get another beer, whatever. Go smoke. Do what you got to do. Alleviate yourself. And we'll return and finish things up here live with Urban Playtime, Hammurabi's Code, Guts from what crew again, Guts? I forgot what crew you're in.
Team Berserk.
Team Berserk.
Yeah.
Berzerk.
You can't spell for
no,
shit.
No, it's spelled G-E-R-S-E-R-K.
S.
G-E-R-S-E-R-K.
S. Okay, got it. Very, very good. All right. Very well, then. So here it is. The Vince Scozzi cover of the Spanish version of Primus's My Name is Mud. It's called Me Llamo Mud. We'll be right back.
Me llamo Mud.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
And unmuted. All right, I'm back. Urban Playtime, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, I have a caller on the line for you that has a question for you. Go ahead. This is Jessica. Go ahead. You're on the air with Urban Playtime.
Hey, Urban Playtime.
Oh, what's up, Jake? How you doing?
Blonde Ambition, and I think we know each other. But
we know each other a little bit.
I just wanted to know if you could kind of explain to people what Louisville Athletics has brought to the world, to the country, how Louisville fans are doing right now.
Unbelievable. And Tom Jurich is basically a god, and no one else here knows who that is. But he's the director of the athletic department of Louisville Athletics, and he has turned us from a mediocre program into something that is leading the world right now.
Exactly.
And that's kind of cool.
And all the good news with us being ranked really high.
So he's putting us on the map. We kind of enjoy being on the map. Honestly, we're not egotistical bastards or anything, but it's kind of cool that our college is leading the world right now, and it basically is athletic-wise. So I'd love to hear someone call in and argue against that, because I have a fantastic argument against them. But
let's check with our panel. We wanted a fucking Sugar Bowl.
Yeah.
Let's bring back our panel and see if somebody has a rebuttal for that. We have, of course, our totally awesome guest tonight, Andrew Blake.
Hey, you know, I'm not going to argue against that, but I will ask, what the hell were you just talking about? You know, I did not. What, something about sports and they're good for you? Like, what was your, what, huh?
Well, U of L, the University of Louisville, did win a national championship. I don't know if you heard about that, Andrew Blake. You're a journalist, it seems like you should have.
Who didn't hear about that?
That's, football, that's pretty big. Football accomplishment. Our baseball team is like top 10. We're pretty much taking over the sports world college-wise. So
then what happens?
Maybe you should cover that. That might be relevant.
What happens when they hit all the balls? What happens?
All right, he's listening on a delay, I think.
Yeah, that's a problem.
It seems like that's the case, and that's fine. No biggie. I respect you, Andrew Blake. You write fucking fantastic stuff. Like,
oh,
I read
no,
you.
No, I'm just
I'm proud of
around.
What you do.
I respect
the world needs
you,
people like you writing articles, so thank you for doing what you do.
No. My pleasure, man. Sorry, I'm just yanking your dick. I'm just, you know, gotta live life like you love it.
Speaking of people yanking dicks, let's bring back Hammurabi's Code.
That's a segue.
Number one, fuck you, Blonde Ambition. I don't give a shit about any of your 18 to 22 year old bullshit.
Listen, lol cow, chill.
Welcome to the internet. Shut the fuck up. Moving on to the whole Louisville thing. You guys won a national championship, and your tall, skinny nigger broke his fucking leg. Trying.
And he won a Sugar Bowl with a broken fucking leg, and you're hating on him. That's
a Sugar Bowl?
Okay, first of all,
who won the Sugar Bowl in
basketball? you need to add a few years to that because Urban Playtime knows me personally. And do not ever refer to somebody that's black in my presence as a nigger, just like you did.
Okay, okay. And, you know what? Everybody's on timeout. Hang on a second. Okay. I feel like I'm fucking Jerry Springer right now. All right. We gotta settle down here. All right. My God, this show just goes straight off the rails every time. I wanna acknowledge Goofy Bone in the chat room. Welcome to the show, Goofy Bone. Long time no see. Apparently, Goofy Bone is, like me, a Bay Area lover of the Golden State Warriors, who were once again victorious tonight over the Denver Nuggets. And they move on to a showdown with the San Antonio Spurs. Looking forward to that. And, of course, we covered the, you know, when the actual game ended, we covered it live here on the air. If you missed that, go back in the archives. It was badass. So we're going to go to parting thoughts in just a little bit. But before we do that, I want to give the chat room people a chance to ask questions right now. You can ask either about a question directed to me. You can also do it anonymously by you just click on my name. Right, or is it right click? No, you just click on it, and there should be a drop down thing. There's private. You can private message me, and I can answer questions anonymously on the air. If you have an anonymous question for Urban Playtime, AP Blake, Hammurabi's Code, or Blonde Ambition, we can answer that right now. Oh, Worth of the World is here. Big ups to Worth of the World. Worth of the World is here with us. Welcome. I guess I should acknowledge the... this question, we have now the question's starting to come in now. Okay. This question is for Blondie, which I'm assuming that it's Blonde Ambition. The question is, have you ever slept with a Negro?
No, but I have plenty of friends who are African American.
That's what everybody who's racist always says.
Well, I don't sleep around. I'm 32 years old. I have a child. I live a decent, normal
32?
Life. Excuse me?
Hi. No, nothing. I cut you off. Continue.
Right, that's why I argued when that guy said that my 18 to 22-year-old bullshit, he needs to add a little bit of age to that. No, I have morals and values, and I don't sleep around. I have nothing against black people, black, white, red, yellow, whatever. I believe in everybody. But I'm not going to have somebody refer to somebody as that in my presence because it is disrespectful.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, this next question goes to the totally awesome guest tonight himself, Andrew. This question is for Andrew. This is an anonymous question. The question is, please ask Blake if he has met Asher Wolf, and if he has any theory on why she is so fat.
I guess that was a conditional question, right? The first, the second question depended on my answer.
Shit, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I've never met her.
Okay, great. Appreciate the question. Yeah. Any more anonymous questions before, no one, no more anonymous questions. They don't have to be anonymous either. You can just put them in the chat room. All right, okay, before we get into final thoughts, I just want to report that apparently there's been a ban on backpacks at the Beta Breakers. It's now illegal. Backpacks are now illegal. Backpacks kill, folks. Shoulder bags, on the other hand, no problem. Hipsters, you guys are cool. You're set. But skateboarders, hip hoppers, forget it. What else? Oh, hey everybody! Yes, the PayPal 14 have a court date coming up on May 13th. I don't know what's going on with that. I think they might be getting close to a settlement. I'm just speculating here, but I believe they might be approaching a settlement, and all these kids can go back to their lives and forget about this and, you know, pay their debt to society, and when the world will rejoice. I don't know, though. But apparently they have an appearance on the 13th here in the Bay Area. And I think I might check that out. I was there when they were first arraigned. So I don't know if it goes to trial, that'd be interesting. But I don't think it is. Anyhoot, with that being said, let's go back to the panel and start with Hammurabi's Code. Hammurabi, any final thoughts before we depart and finish the broadcast for the evening?
How are you going to do me like that, Vince? Play on first.
Well, look at it this way. Look at it this way. You could probably filibuster and do 8 minutes of final thoughts.
No.
Fuck everybody over.
Filibuster.
First foremost, thank you for showing up tonight. Particularly you for being
Patriot,
awesome right? All over Vince's show. From secondly,
Patriot Greg.
Yeah, I realize that. Apparently, my VPN provider is having issues. I have a provider. Anyway, number one, blonde ambition. I don't give a shit how old you are. You go about 275, I'm going to put you in the range of 5'6 to 5'8. I'll bet you like sundresses. And I'll bet your kid's fucking chubby. I'll bet he's chubby.
Patriot Greg.
I like to kick toddlers in my free time. So I do that on a regular basis. Toddlers, chew toddlers, kike toddlers. You're next. I'm going to find you.
Patriot Greg.
I'm going to kick you in the pussy. And I'm going to kick your toddler. I'm going to kick him through the Louisville Stadium goalpost. Straight. I don't like you. Welcome to the internet. Can't believe you'd come on here and start talking shit. As far as Louisville, they won national.
And Hammurabi is in the green room, everybody. Okay, let's go now to Urban Playtime. Urban Playtime, final thoughts.
Go Cards, go Cubs. Free Wave, free Warmer, free the PayPal, fucking 14 when it comes right down to it. More than sports, I'm upset about the fact that people are in jail for bullshit reasons, but it is what it is, I guess, when it comes right down to it. And life will go on for us, but it's harder for life to go on for them. So let's try to be respectful.
Patriot Greg.
At the end of the day.
You sound fine. I don't know. That's my engineer. He hit a button. Sorry.
Yeah. That's all I got. I mean, if you want me to ramble on for longer,
No. Just like party thoughts. You want to promote anything? Whatever. If you want to do a barrel walk.
I'm promoting good people being good people.
Everybody stay alert. You've got an enemy on your tail. Use the barrel roll. Do a barrel roll.
You're
do
good
a barrel roll. Do a barrel roll. Do a barrel roll. Do a barrel roll. Do a barrel roll.
Go Good times. Thanks to Goofy Bone for coming through and saying hi. It's good to see him. Thank you, Worth of the World, for coming through. Thank you, Becalina, for sticking in there. Blonde and Bitchin', thank you for hanging out. Amarabi, thank you for coming through tonight. Nyan Wall, thank you for participating in the chat room. Tolkis, thanks for coming out, Tolkis. Vert, really excited to have you hanging out. Hopefully you will be doing well very soon. And Worth of the World, thank you for dropping in last minute here and saying hey. Again, everybody, make sure you, if you're in the Bay Area, you should, and you want to support the PayPal 13, you should come down and to the court and support them. What's funny is they don't, all the times I've been to the court when they've been there, they've had one person show up and, support them. It's kind of funny.
If I were in the Bay, I'd be there. I'm a long way
whatever.
From the Bay. I support the shit out of them.
Yeah. Good times. Those people need to get that behind them and move on, like so many of us need to do, especially us right now on the show. Let's go. We have Jessica. Blonde Ambition.
Yep.
Yes, darling. Thank you for being patient.
Wish I could understand what that last guy said, so I could have replied to it. I don't understand. I couldn't understand anything he said. His phone was cutting in and out.
Yeah, he was Patriot Gregging, and it sounded like he was being very verbally threatening towards you for some reason. I don't know. He has a weird temper. I wouldn't worry about
it. Can Urban Playtime? I'm going to call him that, but I know his real name. Can he hear me talking right now? Can you hear me, Matthew?
I hear you, girl.
Okay. He knows me in person, as in he has seen my picture. Wasn't that guy trying to put me down and say I weighed like 575 and I was chunky and all that?
He was being disrespectful. That's how the internet does. You can't take it personal.
Oh, now, yeah, because I've been a C-cow and now hashtag C-cow. So, I mean, I'm sure that'll go around.
No, that's actually...
The internet's called me fucking everything. That's how
it
is.
It bother me.
You got to be proud of yourself and just go on like that.
Well, the thing about it is I stood up for what I believed in, but I wish I had gotten to reply to what he said because... He was breaking up so bad that I didn't get to reply.
Yeah.
But he's probably
he was Patriot Gregging like a bitch, but that's his problem, not yours. So.
But I was on the radio, and I said what I said. I wasn't hiding behind the keyboard, and I came here to support you because you said that you were going to be here.
Yeah, and I appreciate it. The Ville is loud and proud.
All right, thank you, Jessica. We got to wrap it up. We got a minute to go. Finally, Andrew, final thoughts before we go off the air.
You know, I find it personally very reassuring and kind of just like I give myself a little boost of self-esteem and a sense of protection and security when I walk around carrying a knife. But you never know when you're going to go into a building that has a metal detector because there's one right near my work and they have really good ice cream there, but I can't go through because I have to take out my knife and then they confiscate it. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that I think if we're going to carry weapons to use for self-defense, we should take a non-metallic route. Thank you, Vince. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince of the Bay. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Tip me out.
Go ahead. Plug away, dude.
Sorry. You can follow me on Twitter at APBlake.
APBlake.com. Yeah, see, that's what the Final Thoughts are all about, is you. This is where you can plug your shit, whatever, dude. Like, yeah.
No, I'm a really bad hype man. I'm like, yeah, exactly. I'm a very bad hype man. Yes,
yeah.
I'm going to bed. Thanks for having me. Have a nice night.
You too. Good night.
All right, later, guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming, Blake.
All right, everybody, thanks for coming out. Until next time, I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm going to lock shit down with Charlie Tuna and Talib Kweli. Good night.
Thank you very much.